Joining us right now on the Ring Central guest line, we do have Courtney Force and Graham Rahal, of the many names people are calling you guys, just the power couple of the auto racing world. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much. So here's what I'm looking at. I'm sure that every time you do an interview like this, that guys just ask you the same questions over and over about, you know, being a couple and coming from, you know, these powerful families within the auto racing world. So I guess I'll put it that way. What are the things that people ask you about all the time so I can ask you something else so I don't make you just tread water again?
They probably say, who's faster? That's probably the number one question we get.
Who's the better driver?
Who's the better driver?
I don't know, the normal questions, to be honest with you. I don't know that we get anything that...
Who would win if we raced and all that.
Well, that's good. I mean, it seems like there's stuff that probably you guys are just like, yes, who would win in a race and all that stuff. But, you know, I guess it comes with the territory. People want to know about these little aspects. But, I mean, is that even something that you guys would even talk about? Like, I can't imagine. I think that when I think about a couple in your guys' position, that there's a lot of talk of how you are individually preparing for what you're doing in the upcoming weeks and the upcoming races, that there's not – thinking about the idea of you guys being competitors in that sense would be kind of ridiculous because you're in different events, and you guys, if anything, I would imagine that your relationship works because you understand where the other is coming from.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's kind of an expected question, but it's kind of cool because obviously we are both in two completely different sports, so he can be competitive, and I get to kind of cheer him on in his in his IndyCar and vice versa. So it's a lot of fun. But like you said, we both are in a relationship where we understand what each other is going through, you know, trying to follow in our father's footsteps and, trying to make our own marks in our own individual careers. And right now, Graham's having a really good season. And my team's been, you know, we've struggled a little bit so far, but, we picked up the win in Sonoma last year and just looking to hopefully, you know, get ourselves back on our feet and do a little bit better this summer.
Yeah, and, you know, you guys talk about, Courtney, you said, you know, each trying to make your own mark in the respective sports. I know that you were featured back in, I'm going to say, 2013 in the ESPN's The Body issue. I'm just curious when suddenly you're thrust into the national limelight in such a literally intimate idea like that. Was that weird just to suddenly be thrust into the national limelight in that sort of capacity?
Yes, definitely. They actually came to me, ESPN the magazine asked me if I would do this shoot, the body issue, in 2012, which was my rookie season, and I turned it down because I was just coming into Funny Car. I was brand new and really wanted to make my mark as a driver and not really have that, splashed everywhere. So I decided to turn it down, and they ended up coming back to me again the following year. And I was, working out pretty hard in the gym with my dad, actually, just kind of training with a trainer at home, too. And I decided, you know what, why not kind of showcase, you know, the hard work I put into my body in order to come out here and compete with these guys in a 10,000 horsepower car. So I decided to go ahead and do it. It was definitely out of my comfort zone, but I got a lot of actually, you know, positive feedback from the fans, and it was really cool to actually get, our sport over into a mainstream media and just kind of let fans realize that it's not just a man's sport, but girls compete as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, Graham, I look at what you did recently with ESPN and the SportsCenter guys. Did the thing with you where they're riding in one of your cars, and then they've got you out there talking about just about your season you're having, and which has been very successful. And, you know, you're in a race now to the finish without sounding too cliche now. I mean, you're standing in second place right now in the Verizon IndyCar standings. You're trying to chase down Juan Pablo Montoya. Just tell us about what's been going right for you this season. And again, when you are put in that different capacity of saying, hey, here, Graham, be a broadcaster on ESPN for a second.
Yeah, well, it's cool. I mean, that was a fun thing for me to be on SportsCenter. And I told Stan, the host, after, I said, you know, maybe because we won at Fontana that weekend, I said, maybe you're the good luck charm. And I'm going to have to come back and do this every weekend. So, it was great to do something like that. And again, you know, it's just mainstream media that's important for our sport. But, you know, for sure this year has been really successful. Second in points, we got a win, got a bunch of podiums. I think the most top fives that I've ever had in my career in one single year. And, you know, we got three races to go, Mid-Ohio, my home race, and then we go off to Pocono for a big oval, and then finally here, Sonoma. And Sonoma's a double points weekend, so 100 points to win. And we're 42 points behind Montoya right now. So we got a little bit of work to do, but if we can have a good couple weekends, the pressure will really be on coming to Sonoma. And, you know, I really, really hope we can put a successful three races together and do the best we possibly can.
Yeah, great stuff. We're talking right now with Courtney Force and Graham Rayall right now here on the Ring Central guest line. And Graham, you made me laugh because when I was watching your deal on ESPN, you talked about the engagement, and you thought your work was done when you got down on a knee and proposed, and then you started talking about just the idea of all the things that go into planning a wedding. For me, it was when my wife asked me, "What do you think about linens?" And I just kind of gave her a blank expression like, what do you mean, what do I think about linens? Has there been a similar moment for you two?
You and I sound like we were on the same page. I thought that was it for me. I thought I bought the rock. I got down on one knee. My job's done. And no. Boy, have I been wrong. So, you know, it's luckily I think we're kind of getting into the home stretch here a little bit as far as that's concerned. But, you know, right now for me, the main focus, of course, is on this chance, Courtney. To get herself in the top 10, get herself in the countdown for the championship. And the wedding's going to, I mean, I guess for both of us, we felt like it was going to be forever away, and all of a sudden it's only a handful of months, if not less.
Yeah.
So it's creeping up on us. But, yeah, I'm like every other guy. I thought pretty much my job was to buy the ring, to do the hardest thing in life and get down on one knee, and then I was pretty much done. But I found that to be a little different.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking of this right now, the two lives, the interesting, you know, lives you guys lead, of course, you know, very successful in your respective sports, and so much of that is dependent upon just the ability to act and move and do things at such high velocity speed that I would think that the average, you know, those of us that watch, we still can't really comprehend, because no one's ever asked me to think quickly going 200 and or 300 miles per hour, you know, with that many horsepower and that much, you know, where literal split second decisions can mean so much. And I kind of laughed, Courtney, because you said when you talked about ESPN, the body, that being out of your comfort zone. And I'm thinking, well, that's a pretty big comfort zone, because you're controlling, I mean, that many horsepower and going that fast. Does that cross your mind at times when you just kind of think about what people, how they perceive what you're doing versus the perception of what you're actually doing and controlling that much power and speed simultaneously?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would probably say it was a lot scarier bearing it all in a desert as opposed to jumping behind a nitro funny car. But then again, it might be because I grew up around the sport and got to watch my dad, you know, race a funny car ever since I was a kid. So it was kind of, you know, second nature to me. I mean, hearing the, you know, how loud these cars are, the horsepower, the speed, but bringing someone along for the first time is kind of a reminder that what we do kind of is crazy, and what Graham does is crazy too. So, I mean, it kind of works both ways, and that's why, I mean, he's good at what he does, and I think vice versa. I think it's better that we just stay in our own sport. Everyone always asks us if we're going to do a ride swap, but I don't think that'd be, at least for me, a very good idea, especially after I just took a ride in the simulator a few minutes ago.
Good stuff. We're talking with Courtney Force and Graham Rayall right now here on the Ring Central guest line. Courtney, I also would ask you, how old were you the first time your dad was trying to get you to drive a funny car? I mean, I would just imagine that was your norm growing up, right? And much in the same way it is for Graham. I'm just curious, you know, for you, Courtney, when the first time you got behind the wheel?
Actually, my parents were really persistent that I stayed in school and didn't get involved in racing, really. I came out always, obviously, as a spectator to watch my dad. But he didn't really push it on us. I think my dad will admit to this, that he always wanted sons, and he ended up with all of us girls, and definitely didn't expect to have all of us racing, you know, a funny car and, you know, Brittany and Top Fuel Dragster. So, you know, definitely different. He never pushed me into it. I think more than anything, I really pushed it upon him. And,